Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast, shaking the bottle of the internet, opening the lid of friendship and spraying the fizzy foam of humour all over the faces of our listeners.
My name is James Acaster, and that is Ed Gamble. We own a dream restaurant. And every week we invite a guest in and ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink, not in that order. And this week our guest is... Arlo Parks.
Arlo Parks, a wonderful musician, James.
One of the most exciting musicians in the UK right now. Nay the world. Is that how people talk?
Yes, nay the world.
But very, very excited. I mean, Arlo's last album won the Mercury Music Prize. And her new album, My Soft Machine, is out this week. Very excited to get to talk to Arlo about that. Very excited to hear the album as well.
Big rival, though, James, to your album, My Soft Serve Machine, which came out last week.
Yeah. You know what? It's from the heart, that album. And if people want to listen to it, I really, really would appreciate it. Because a lot of ballads on there.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
About the serve.
Yeah. Very excited to hear Arlo's new album. She's absolutely brilliant, but of course, James, there will be a secret ingredient.
Yes.
And if Arlo picks it, she's out of here.
As always, hey, them's the rules. And this week, the ingredient which we have deemed to be unacceptable is... Cola.
Why is that, James?
Now listen, sometimes we choose an ingredient that we don't like to eat or that one of the listeners doesn't like to eat. Sometimes we just choose something that is associated with the guest. And Arlo has a song called Cola.
Yes.
So we're like, right, let's go for it. But we're a little bit apprehensive because we are a bit worried because that gets chosen as dream drink a lot.
Yes. And also, why did Arlo have a song about it?
Yes, probably because...
She loves cola.
She loves cola, right? Surely.
And you know what? I'm going to back up the decision here because I like Diet Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
I like Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
But cola suggests to me like supermarket own brand cola, which I do not like.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well...
I think, do not like it.
I think... If Arlo says Diet Coke or something, that doesn't count.
No, because that's a brand.
Yeah. I think she says Coca-Cola, we've got a...
Yeah.
But then she's got...
But can't we then go where from? And if she says Morrison's own pissy Coke.
Is this how we're interpreting it? I'm interpreting it as just any full-fat cola.
Okay, I don't like it.
You don't like that?
No.
I guess if it happens, we can debate it with Arlo.
Yes.
And see how Arlo feels. And obviously, she knows what that song's about.
Yeah.
She can say, no, I was talking about this.
Yeah.
So if you're doing it because of the song, then it's got to be that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, we'll cross that bridge if we come to it. Hopefully we won't cross that bridge.
Yeah. And just for the record, for the listener, I would never put Diet Coke as the secret ingredient.
No, man. You love it.
I love it. I love Coke Zero. I love Pepsi Max. I love Diet Pepsi.
James is hungover today.
Oh, man.
Because we're recording this on a Sunday, which is very rare for us.
It's on Sunday, I'm hungover.
Yeah. Without further ado, this is the off-menu menu of Arlo Parts. Welcome, Arlo, to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you. Hello.
Welcome, Arlo Parks, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Here we are.
Ah, here we are. I like that intro. That
genie,
I'm
a genie.
I know, I like that.
I'm a genie. Comes out of a lamp and I can get you any food you want.
Mm.
This is the first time, well, not, this is the last couple of records, we've actually had the lamp in the studio as well.
Oh, level with you. I didn't even notice it until you just pointed it out. Was it in another one?
Yeah, it was in the other day when we were recording.
Didn't notice
no.
it. I had no idea. But then I'm used to lamps because I'm a genie.
Yeah,
so
like, of course,
I wouldn't notice it as much. Not a yeah. bigger deal to me.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. No, that does make sense.
But yeah, you like it. You like the lamp?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an Aladdin vibe.
Yeah,
lamp,
I was going to say.
I feel like that's where genies live, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's where you live, right?
Yeah, I live in a lamp.
Yeah.
And I've asked for the Aladdin, the style lamp.
But what other lamps do you imagine genies are living in then? Because surely that's...
Bedside.
Huh?
Bedside?
Bedside lamp?
Is that a thing?
A bedside lamp.
Yeah, no.
Come on, Arlo, you've never heard of a bedside lamp. I know you've moved to LA.
LA, but they do have lamps. They do have lamps in LA.
That'd be a big breaking news story if it turned out you didn't know what a bedside lamp was.
Yeah, no, I can confirm that I do.
Yes. Yeah. Don't normally ask this. How many lamps you got in your house, do you reckon?
I feel like I've got, about eight. I would say eight
That's
lamps.
A good amount.
Yeah.
Spread throughout the house or all just in
one? Yeah. In one concentration.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would say, I'm trying to think now, if I ask someone how many lamps they've got in their house, how many they would have to say for me to think that's too many lamps, even if I haven't seen their house. Mm. I think if they said anything 20 and above, actually maybe even 15.
I was going to say 15 lamps is quite a vast quantity of lamps
in
15 one house.
15 would be too much.
15.
I'm trying to think how many lamps I've got now.
I think I've got...
It might be 15.
You haven't got 15 lamps.
I might have 15 lamps. How do you know?
I've been to your house.
Yeah, you didn't go in the lamp room.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go in the lamp room, to be fair. Let's not talk about lamps. Let's talk about Arlo's new album. Your new album comes out this Friday.
Yes.
Very exciting. What can people expect?
I feel like it's... I don't know. I wanted to surprise people a bit with this record. I feel like it just kind of expands the world of what I've already built. And I just wanted to show people the music that I grew up with, the music that they may not know that I like, and get more involved in the production myself and just make something new. Yeah.
Well, it must, because your life's changed a lot since the last album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your career's changed a lot and you're living in a completely different part of the world and stuff. And does that inform everything and make you approach it differently?
Definitely. I mean, I feel like you're always kind of soaking up what's around you, like geographically, and also having toured so much and having made new friends and just having like learned a lot about myself and just seen the world a bit more. I definitely think that bleeds into the music.
There's always a danger with comedians that when you end up touring a lot and doing all of that sort of stuff, the next show you write is all about service stations.
Yes.
Is that also a danger as a musician? Like, if you're constantly on the road?
I think so. I've definitely heard some records where I'm like, you haven't really been anywhere but service stations in like the depths of Germany. It definitely has that vibe sometimes. Yeah.
Some musicians can really pull that off. Talking about the road.
Mm.
The road. And you're like, it's so very romantic, the idea of just being on the road. And then other people, it's like, I think he's just talked about having a steak bake from Greg's. And it's not as enticing, I guess.
What is your favourite food to have on the road?
On the road. I don't know. I feel like I try and stay quite healthy on the road. I feel like it's I like to say it like that. The road. Yeah. I don't know. What would I usually have? It depends where you are. I feel like sometimes when you tour in certain places, there's like a specific staple. Like in Germany, there's just like bratwurst, and they'll just have like a little cage of bratwurst just spinning around, and it's always quite an ominous thing to see.
A little cage.
It's in like a tiny little cage, and they're just spinning. Yeah. Have you been on the road? You'll know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, I've clearly been on a different road. I've never seen the Cage of Bratwurst.
You've not been on the German, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a nightclub situation. There's a cage of Bratwurst in the middle, just like spinning around, just going dancing. For it. Yeah.
Exciting, actually. Yeah. I now want to see the Bratwurst cage. Yeah. When we started doing stand-up, when did you start touring? Like, how long ago? Because, like, honestly, we started stand-up about 15 years ago.
Just after the pandemic is the first time I was probably touring. I've been doing music for 5 years, but yeah. I didn't really, really tour until that. I was still at school. Before the pandemic.
No, then... I just feel like old pieces of shit, aren't I?
What?
Yeah. So it's only been a few years for me. But I did like 125 shows last year. So was like really, yeah, I was on the road.
Did you have like, is there a favourite place to tour? Because you sound like you've gone to a bunch of different countries as
Japan
well.
Japan was really nice.
Oh, yeah.
I love Japan. I'm going back this year. I'm doing Japan and also I'm doing Seoul. So yeah, that part of the world I'd never been to before. And I did this little kind of like travel show with MTV as well, where I got to experience like all the Japanese spas and get food cooked by this like 84-year-old Buddhist monk who like only cooks for like the president. It was insane. Yeah, I had a great time. Cool.
Wow, you were in school a few years ago.
I leveled up. Life changed fast.
Do you consider yourself a foodie? Are you like big on food?
Yeah, I would say so. I feel like I spend a lot of my time cooking when I am at home. I'm just very like particular with what I wake up and I know exactly what I want to eat that whole day.
Yeah.
Oh, for the whole day?
For the whole day. Mm-hmm.
You've got it mapped out immediately.
Always, yeah. Today was Itsu, collectively, right? Yeah.
I was feeling it.
Yeah, you were feeling it. Itsu was in the air.
Maybe it's because we're going to meet Arlo. Arlo knows what she wants for the whole day.
Yeah.
So I was there like, I know what I want immediately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was because I was vibing on whatever. I was plugged into the Arlo Parks mainframe.
Yeah.
And also the big sushi cage they have there.
Oh, yes.
It's very tempting, isn't
it? You like the sushi cages rolling around. It's all just coming apart as it rolls around.
It goes so fast.
It's just rice falling through the bars. What's your Itsu order?
I always have just the avocado baby rolls because I can't have fish. I'm allergic.
Oh.
So sushi is a strange choice, but that specific thing is the only thing that I can have and do have from Itsu.
Avocado baby rolls seems like a very demeaning thing to call something. Are you a baby?
Avocado baby rolls? I don't know. If someone started calling me avocado baby rolls, I'd quite like it. I think that's a nice affectionate...
Yeah, that's your drag name.
Yeah. Weirdly, I was thinking about if a drag queen called me it.
Okay.
If I was friends with a drag queen, and she was like... Hey, avocado baby rolls. Yeah. I'll be really happy with that every day.
Let me tell you, every day.
Yeah, I sat front row of a drag show when I was in Vegas, and they don't say things like avocado baby rolls. No. They'd say some horrible stuff to you, mate.
Didn't you get destroyed at that show? Did you see someone else get destroyed?
No, I got destroyed.
You got destroyed,
yeah. It was amazing, though. It was like noon, and everyone was hammered.
It was noon.
Yeah, it was a brunch. It was a drag brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman fell over. She was so drunk and all her rings came off. She hit the floor so hard that all her jewellery flew off. Fantastic. It was like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Rare laugh from Benito there. Crank it up. We always start with still or sparkling water.
Sparkling.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course.
Why is it so, of course?
I don't know. I feel like I just like the little tingle it gives me. To be honest, for half of my life, though, I hated sparkling water. And then I just woke up one day and it was only that.
Well, this is part of you waking up and deciding exactly what you want to have.
Exactly. Suddenly it was sparkling.
Yeah.
Someone programs you in the night.
Honestly, that's what it feels like sometimes. It's like so specific. I always know exactly what I want.
So we've had singers on before and we've asked them about, I think, sparkling water is quite a popular choice for singers as well.
Really?
And but then we always have to ask, obviously, you don't drink on stage, right? Because then you're burping all the way through the song.
One of my biggest fears.
Is burping.
Like sometimes I like feel it coming and I'm like, okay, you've got to be ready for this, especially during a high note.
Oh yeah.
Because imagine that combination would be
Would it be a high burp?
It would, I guess. I feel like it would be. I feel like it would match the tone somehow, maybe.
Oh, imagine if it sounded so amazing that people were like, have you heard what Arlo's doing now?
Became this thing I had to recreate every single time.
You're just downing bottles of Pepsi Max at the side of the stage.
Burping on the high note. Can't wait. You want anything in the water? You want some ice? You want some fruit?
What's this new character?
Huh?
I like that.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I was wagging my fingers for the listener.
Yeah.
But you also sort of went, you were the thing in the water.
Yeah, I was like a gangster.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah. I know, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I would say no ice, but I'd have a bit of lime.
A little bit of lime.
What, a wedge of slice? What do you want?
A wedge. A wedge.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy.
No, you don't like him.
No.
He's outstayed his welcome.
Yeah.
he just asks people about what they want in their water.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, he won't be here for any other courses.
Yeah. I won't bring him back. But every episode we do now.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He's going to be there just to ask people what they want
the
in their
gangster.
Water. Yeah, the water gangster.
So a slice?
Yes.
Rather than a wedge.
You said a wedge.
No, I did say. Yeah, I said a wedge. Yeah, I said a wedge. Sorry, I was getting confused. Gangster. Yeah.
So you can. Are you picking the wedge out and. Are you picking the wedge out and give it a little squeeze?
I guess I am. Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Quite a good character from a different place.
Yeah.
So you would dip it in and give it a little squeeze. Squeeze it. No,
I wouldn't dip it in. I would just give it a squeeze from above. I'm not putting my hands in it.
So if it's bobbing about in the water, the wedge of lime, but you don't want it bobbing about in the water. You want to be giving it separately.
Yeah.
And then squeeze it in.
Squeeze it in, and then that's it.
If you do get given the water and there's a wedge of lime bobbing about in it, do you consider fishing it out with your fingers and squeezing it in?
No.
We'd never do it.
That's not for me. No, not getting my hands in there. Is that you just fishing around in it?
Five fingers in there.
Not my whole hand. I'd say thumb and forefinger. Trying to get a lime that's bobbing about.
No.
If it was trapped under a bit of ice, you got to rescue it.
No. I'm not a fan of ice either. I don't have ice in anything.
So no ice.
It's a chip. It's a con,
no
isn't
ice.
It?
Ice, yeah.
I've said this on the podcast for a long time, that ice is a con. Taking up real estate in the glass, and it means you get less of the actual drink.
It's true. I agree. It is a con.
Well, this is Ed's thing about Yorkshire puddings, yeah.
They take up your real estate as well, Yorkshire puddings. They're the ice of the roast dinner.
The ice.
I've always said that, Arlo.
He has always said that, actually.
Weird. The ice of roast dinner.
It's not even a joke.
I like that.
Pom-noms or bread? Pom-noms or bread, Arlo Parks? Pom-noms or bread?
Bread.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any particular type?
Focaccia.
I saw Jonathan Ross interviewing someone the other day, Prue Leaf, and asked her what her favourite type of bread was, and she said focaccia, and he said, no need to swear at me, and it still makes me laugh now. It's a dad joke.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
It made me laugh.
It's funny stuff.
No need to use that kind of language on the show.
Yeah.
It was funny. Focaccia's your favourite.
Yeah.
How do you want it? You want it warm? You want it with butter? You want it...
warm with like a bit of rosemary on top. Ooh. And like some salt and like black pepper.
You need that salt, the big crystals
of
salt. I love it. Anything with huge crystals of salt, to be honest.
I agree.
Do you know what? I can't get over that you were in school a few years ago because you seem more mature than me. You're having rosemary on bread.
Oh, that's the sign, is it? That's the sign of maturity.
So, yeah.
Use of herbs. I like that.
Yeah. Well, especially rosemary, man. I bit into a rosemary once when I was a kid. Well, not on purpose. I swear to God. it was in there, whatever my mum had made, and I bit into it. And it made me very upset. I didn't like how it made my mouth feel.
Mm.
And I'm still not over it now. Whenever there's rosemary on stuff, I've got to navigate around it.
James's mum is a terrible cook.
She's a very good cook. My mum makes wonderful food.
It was Angel Delight she'd made. She stuck a big bit of rosemary in it. Disgusting.
Not true. My mum will get very... My mum listens to every episode.
I know, I was going to say, she's listening.
She knows he's trolling her.
Yeah.
But she'll rise to it, and I'm the one who gets the text. She hasn't got Ed's number. So I'll get a lot of texts about how angry she is at Ed for spreading rumours about her.
So sorry.
She's a very naughty boy.
I'm so sorry.
Who's the best chef you know? If they're inviting you over and you're like...
The best chef I know.
I can't wait to have this meal.
I'm trying to think of the best chef I know without offending anyone.
Yeah.
So I feel like there are a lot of people in my life who claim to be
the best chef.
And, you know, my mum is a really good cook, though.
Yeah.
I think that's always the safest thing to go with, right?
That is the safest thing.
No, you won't offend anyone.
And I was trying to think of
there.
Like all the dinner parties I went to, and I was like, definitely have told all of my friends that they are the best chef I know. So I need to keep it together.
But yeah, if it's your mum, no one's going to go, I listened to you on that podcast. I thought I was the best chef. You say your mum? Yeah, they're not going to get angry at you.
What's your mum's speciality? What do you look forward to that your mum cooks?
Oh, what do I look forward to? She does like a really nice Spanish omelette that has, it's just like chopped onions, tomato. And she also does great fajita, like great Mexican food as well. Yeah, no. She'll definitely listen to this and be very pleased.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hello, Mama Parks?
Yeah, she'll have that. Yeah.
Yeah. Little shout out. What's your dream starter? If we get into the meal proper.
Okay, I would say very simple, but I love like a tomato and burrata salad with a bit of basil. Again, black pepper, olive oil. Just keep it simple.
Is there a place where you've had that's like the best place, the way you've been to it, and they make the best version of that?
There's a restaurant in LA called Speranza that is really, really good Italian food. And I love that. And all the pasta's homemade. I just love Italian food. It's just so like comforting.
Yeah.
It just feels really warm. Yeah, I love it.
I think I like it.
What?
What?
But then here's my problem.
Italian food in general?
Yeah,
or...
come on, mate. Italian food.
What?
I like it.
One of the main foods.
I like
it. It's one of the main
foods. It is.
It is.
I do like it. But, like, I've never, like, it's never my go-to.
What?
But this is the reaction what? I always get. So I always get this reaction. Everyone's always like, who is this guy? What
I don't trust
hell
you
is he talking about? Look, I love pasta. I love chorizo broccoli pasta.
Yeah.
You know,
chorizo broccoli is the go-to. That was very specific.
Yes,
he made it every day of lockdown.
Yes. So, like, you know.
How dare you say you don't know if you like Italian food or not after doing the Wedge of Lime guy?
My Wedge of Lime guy wasn't Italian.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Well, he had all the Italian rhythms.
He was London gangster.
Rhythms.
Yours was Italian-American.
What do you want? You won the...
That was you. That was your impression.
You had Italian rhythms.
What, do you want some lime with that? And you were like...
It was just the hand. It was the fingers that was very
expressive.
Unexpected.
Like, Italian hand?
Yeah, you did Italian hand.
Oh, I didn't know I did that. I probably issued an apology.
Yeah.
That was my bad. Well, here's the thing. Everyone always... When I say this about Italian food, everyone's like, what the hell is the matter with you?
Correct.
I like it, but like, I've never like gone nuts for it. It's never my first choice. And I went to Rome recently and I was like, here we go. I'm going to finally get it.
Mm.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it.
I got the desserts. I love the desserts from Trevi Fountain, near Trevi Fountain.
Mm.
Not in the Trevi Fountain.
No, just you stood in the middle of the Trevi Fountain.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a place nearby with really good desserts.
But what about like, you know, antipasti, all the cold meats?
Arancini. None of that.
No, I don't think it gets
What's
me
What's your
as
go-to
jazz.
Then?
Oh, well, I'll go for Thai over that, or Indian, or Chinese, or Japanese, a lot of European cuisines.
Like Italian?
No. Other France and stuff. I mean,
burrata.
Sri Lankan.
I always pick burrata, which I think if you did a spreadsheet of all the best starter options.
I do love burrata, actually.
That would win out, surely. Burrata is delicious.
Chorizo and broccoli pasta and burrata.
Yeah.
And
chorizo broccoli pasta was invented by a man from Bristol.
Gloucester,
sorry. Yeah. Looked at Ed there to see, because I don't know where Tom Kerridge is from. It's from Gloucester. But yeah, but I mean, burrata's delicious. And the tomato, and I love a caprese salad. Is that Italian?
Yes.
Yeah, I love
As
that.
You well know.
Yeah, I love it.
Burrata is, that's a great choice because some people come and say mozzarella and tomato salad, which is fine. But the burrata, it's a step up. Did you used to like mozzarella more and then one day you woke up and you went, I prefer burrata?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's probably exactly what happened. That is probably exactly what happened. Again.
Eyes opened. I'm a burrata person.
I like that. First thought of the day. Probably.
Yeah.
To be honest, probably.
Are you going with, because sometimes you order a burrata salad and they've already cut the burrata up or like
no.
drizzled it over and you're like, oh, I wanted the experience.
The experience of cutting it open and it just, flows out. Definitely. It's part of it. I like to be in control, you know?
Explode the burrata.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. It's like, where do you draw the line of the control though? Because you don't want to cook the whole meal.
No, but I want to be able to configure it how I want.
Yeah.
You know? Like with the lime, I'll do the squeeze. Thank you.
You'll do the squeeze.
You know? Yeah.
So in the dream restaurant, for your dream meal, are you going to be overseeing things in the kitchen as well?
No.
You don't want to be a supervisor?
No. I'm just there in the kitchen, stood over them.
Yeah.
No.
You want the first bit done for you, but then...
First bit done for me, and then the rest of it I can handle.
Is this why you're taking on more production duties with your albums now? Just
Probably.
To have that little, you're sort of like squeezing the lime?
Honestly, yes. Yeah, I want to be the one to squeeze the lime.
I was trying to extend that into an analogy about making an album, but I've got absolutely no idea. I did not have the vocabulary to do that.
How you would make squeeze the lime into a
note.
A production choice. I think we need to squeeze the lime on this song.
Yeah.
Although we have no idea what you're talking about. Well, let me squeeze the lime.
With the burrata, so I love cutting into the burrata, like delicately just releasing all the good stuff inside. Do you ever imagine you're like a surgeon?
No, I can't say that I've
I do.
Thought about opening a body when I
yes.
eat burrata.
Yes.
Because I've seen Ed in restaurants shout, we're losing him! please. Pretty disconcerting.
I bring one of those vacuum things.
Yeah, those little vacuum things. He knows all the terms. That's why he pretends to be a surgeon. I had loads of vacuum things on my face. Yes, I had a facial for the first time.
What?
I had a facial. I did it. Went for it, really relaxing. Loads of little vacuum things on my face I could feel when I had my eyes closed.
Yeah, and then you went out and got drunk.
Yeah, I got hammered after that. Completely waste of time. Biggest waste of money ever.
I was going to say, that is a waste of time.
Yeah, went and got a facial, really nice. She was like, so look after yourself. I was like, yeah, yeah. And then went to my friend's birthday party, got hammered.
And it was a waste
and thought,
of time.
Oh, this is absolutely reversing all the good I've done this afternoon. But you know,
why did they put vacuums on? Have you ever had a facial where they put vacuums on your face?
Not vacuums on
That's
my
what
face.
I felt.
No.
I felt they were sucking my face. I didn't see any of it. I had my eyes closed. So it could have been anything.
I feel like I fell asleep. I've only had a facial once and I fell asleep. It was really relaxing. There were no vacuums involved. No.
The hydrofacial.
Oh, what's so that?
I think it's just like they you know, fill your face with water.
Oh.
They fill it with water.
Is that a good thing?
So. I think that's what
I don't think that's what happened.
I think that's what it was.
I don't think it was I'd imagine they blast water at it, right? Do they like blast water? I don't think there were vacuums. Are you sure? Where did this happen?
They're like Putney Bridge. Your stomping ground.
Putney Bridge?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, under the bridge.
Under the bridge. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Just under a load of lads went, right, close your eyes.
Yeah.
It's going to feel like a vacuum. They all just started sucking on your face.
Well, I look 10 years younger. It went well, I think. Dream main course.
So I went down the Mexican food route for that because I love Mexican food. So I went for like some slow cooked carnitas tacos with guacamole, black beans, coriander, and like pico de gallo. Mm. And, yeah, I love Mexican food. I spend a lot of time in Mexico.
Oh, do you?
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I do.
Has that always been a thing, or is it recently?
Just these past few years. I think it being so close to LA as well, and like having a lot of friends who've like gone out there to make music to Mexico City. But I went there with my friends in January. It was really nice. Yeah.
What did you get up to?
Honestly, just sitting on the beach, drinking margaritas, eating tacos, doing absolutely nothing.
Great. And the guacamole, I'm told, because I've never been.
Hello.
Is the best. That is like amazing. It's like a completely different dish.
It's amazing.
Dish there.
It is.
I mean, they squeeze the lime into that.
Yes. I like the lime theme.
Would you want to do that? Would you want to squeeze the lime into the guac?
No, I think I would allow them to do that. Lose control
of
the lime.
That's good of you. Yeah. If you're like going to Mexico and being like,
and I'm like,
guys,
excuse me,
guys, I know you do this all the time, but a la carte is here now.
I've got this.
I'm a lime squeezer, and everyone knows it. So, would you want these tacos for your dream meal from Mexico, or have you got a favorite place? Because LA has very good Mexican food.
LA
good
does.
Tacos.
They really do. My favourite place probably in LA is this place called Guisado's. I don't know if you guys have been there.
Yes, but we have. We've been there together.
Oh, then yes.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where you took me and they refused to give us a certain one?
They refused to give me the spicy one?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm white as hell.
Oh, yes.
They took one look at me and went, you don't want that
no,
one.
No, like you do.
And I was like, okay, thank you.
Let me tell you, Arlo, they did not disguise that reason at all. They told him it to his face.
I love
to
that.
His white face. We can handle our spice now.
Oh, yeah.
You and me. We can go back to that place and tell them.
Yeah.
Give us the hottest one.
The hottest one?
Yeah, we could do it now.
James and I filmed a video the other day where they made us eat the hottest tortilla chip in the world.
Okay.
And it did not go well.
What was it like?
Horrible. It was the pain, genuine pain. Yeah.
What'd they put in it? Like ghost
pepper? Yeah, it's like ghost pepper,
Carolina Reaper.
And it was blue. So
did
it
you eat the whole thing?
Yeah. Stupid.
We didn't ask, and what is on this? How hot is it? We was like, yep, whole thing in one. And then afterwards, Googled it and were like, oh, it's like 500,000 Scovilles and there's all these different things on it and people have had heart attacks and all sorts of shit after eating it. Like, really horrific.
And that must have destroyed your innards.
Yes. Yeah. For a good day. I mean, James walked somewhere after that and I got a cab and that was a pretty hairy cab ride home, let me tell you. Every speed
You're
bump
on
we
the
went
edge.
Over, I was like, no. I was like, I'm about to destroy my Uber rating here.
I had to stop at a McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Texting Ed from the throne, telling him, I'm not leaving here until it's all out of me, Ed. I'm terrified.
You find out who you are when you eat something that spicy,
though. You do,
though,
it's true.
I went
it
so
humbles
quiet.
You.
I went so quiet and just, and James, the most aggressive I've ever seen him. He was like a cornered hound.
I was screaming. It was pain. It was physically painful. Yeah. It felt like I was being stabbed in the tongue over and over again, like properly.
Yeah.
Only when I had the milk in my mouth was that, oh, it stops for a second. And as soon as you swallow the milk, you're back to being attacked.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like that for 10 minutes before it even starts to subside. I was screaming. I was kicking walls. I was shouting at the crew.
Yeah. What's the spiciest thing you've ever eaten? And what did it teach you about yourself?
I feel like it was probably my grandma's soup. Because she just has this pepper soup. And my grandma lives in Nigeria. And, like, the approach to spice is quite intense there. And I remember being like, oh, I can't really handle my spice. So, like, don't make it spicy. And she made this soup, which was basically just water and chilies. And I had to, like, you know, I had, like, most of it. Because I was like, she made this delicious soup for me. And it's honestly, it was, like, the most unbearable. My tongue was numb for, like, at least 5 days.
Yeah, see, that's
completely.
When your grandma's made it as well, you've got to eat it.
You've got to eat it.
And did you say to her, like,
yeah,
this is too much, I can't.
Eyes were just watering.
She knew.
And she thought, I think she thought it was because I loved it so much. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
She's crying. She loves lots of pepper soup.
These tacos.
Mm-hmm.
So the carnitas is pork, right?
Yes.
Really good stuff. Guisados is like... So just to describe it to people, it's more like a sort of, it feels like more of a cafe situation.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. They've got a couple in LA, but they make the tortillas fresh every morning. And it's just like a nice little like hole in the wall spot. My favorite one's the one in Echo Park. And I go there, as I said, I know what I want to have every morning. And mostly for lunch, it'll be guisados at the studio. I'm like known for it. Like ask anyone I work with, they're like, what does she have almost every day? And it is the tacos, probably
so it is. So is that good if you're recording music? I mean, I guess you need to think, especially if you're recording vocals that day, you need to think about what you're eating for lunch.
I feel like I'm quite loose. I'm quite loose with my lunch. I'm just like, this is what I want, and that's just going to have to affect how I sound on this song.
So that's a fun challenge for people listening to the album.
Which one?
Spot a taco take.
Yeah. I like that.
Taco take.
Yeah, yeah.
That was lovely.
We've got a taco take. Yeah. This verse is definitely post-taco.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you're up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Your dream side dish.
My dream side dish. Okay, I went for like some Mexican street corn. I think they call it like elote corn or something. And it's just like, they've got cheese on there. They've got like coriander and they've got crema fresca and butter. And it's just like a nice little side. And they're quite spicy as well sometimes, but I can handle a little spicy bit of corn.
Is that on the cob?
On the cob.
Yeah.
Never off.
Never. Really, is that?
Never off.
It's eventually off though, right? It's,
yes,
unless you're chowing down the whole cob.
It begins on.
Yeah.
Always.
But then you see to that.
Yeah, then I see to that, yes.
What's your corn on the cob eating technique? Are you going round?
Or across?
Across?
Across like
a
harmonica. Are you going left to right and then
absolutely
rotating it?
Not.
Or are you just going round, round, round and then you move
to the
and then you move
round,
position?
Round, round and then move round, round, round. Like a gradual spinning top.
Yeah.
But
side to side.
Side to side.
Do you guys do that?
That's how. Well, that's how they do it in cartoons, right?
Yes.
Like that.
That is true. Yeah, yeah. That is how they do it.
Really big in cartoons, even called on the cob. Actually, never really realised it before, but it's one of the things that happens. I'd say more in cartoons than in real life. There's a lot of eating called on the cob.
I'm so glad someone's picked this because this is one of my favourite side dishes as well.
Yeah,
because especially if it's been properly like grilled, so there's like the little charred bits on it, and then the crema fresca, I think you said, and the little bit of cheese.
Yes,
and lime.
Yes, and lime.
Squeeze your own lime.
This is lime
all the way through the
all the
menu.
Way through there.
You
is
may as well
lime.
Just bring you a bag of limes at the beginning of this meal.
Yeah. When I went to Disney World, I went to I've probably been there for like quite a few days at this point, at least 5 days.
Five days
eating just Disney food.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, and, correct reaction, Arlo. Thank you.
Very, very long time to be in Disney World, surviving off that food as
well. Yeah, but I was in goddamn Rome for 8 days. Boring.
At least you're in Disney World.
Couldn't get away fast enough.
They didn't do any shows in the Trevi Fountain.
Yeah, there's no
parade.
No parade.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse wasn't waving from the Trevi Fountain. I would have loved that. Big shame. But when I went to Animal Kingdom in Disney, 5 days in, whatever, and got the corn on the cob there, the Harambe from Harambe Fruit Market.
Harambe Fruit Market?
That's what it's called.
We're named after that.
I think it was called that before the gorilla. I know the gorilla was a big deal.
What's the stall? Is the stall called Cobb's Out for Harambe?
Yeah. It's not about the gorilla. They're very clear about that. There's no one in a big Harambe outfit waving at you.
That's what I imagine.
People take photos of them with it.
Getting their little kid to go and take the picture.
Yeah. Right, look, I love that gorilla as much as the next person, but like, it weren't there. Nothing to do with it. I think the Disney people were like, well, it was already called it before that. We're not going to change it.
Yeah.
You know, but they know everyone thinks about that gorilla when they go and get the corn on the cob. But my point is that the corn on the cob was much needed because I had days of just eating junk. So having some vegetables was very nice. And it was very good corn on the cob. And everyone recommends it for a reason. Thank you very much.
That was it. Thank you. Thank you for
much.
That story.
That's the story.
I feel like the elote that Arlo is talking about is probably of a higher quality than
the Disney World corn on the cob from Harambe's Fruit Market.
I don't know. I think I'm the only one who can speak on that. Down the table. Benito, you had the Harambe Fruit Market corn on the cob?
Yeah. Benito's had it.
He loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Benito's vegetarian and he loves Disney. So.
Yeah, yeah. So he went, I mean, Benito would gladly spend a month in Disney.
Really?
2 weeks is crazy as well.
I did one day.
Yeah?
That was way too much for me.
In Florida?
No, in the one in just outside of LA. I did not enjoy that.
How long
experience.
Is one day, though? Because I went with my wife and she likes Disney.
From the beginning of the day, from when the gates opened to when the gates closed.
Yeah, that's a long day.
It was a long day eating that food. All those turkey legs everywhere. It's a really traumatic experience for me. Yeah.
See, I love the turkey leg at Disney.
Oh, no.
It's so artificially moist. I love it.
Oh,
you just
God.
Bite into it and it's just like a pint.
Oh,
a pint of salty turkey
horrid.
Water. delicious.
So just one massive corn on the cob.
Yes.
Have you ever had corn ribs before we move on?
I have. I actually made them. Yeah, into them.
So you made them?
Mm-hmm. It was really hard to cut them. Yeah. It was so hard. Almost chopped my hand off. Because I put it in and I was just banging it on the... Is that what you're supposed to do? I don't know. I just stuck it in and was just banging it around my kitchen.
Yeah. Well, you're just like using the impact of banging it down to try and chop it in half. So the knife could have just come out. I don't think you're supposed to do it like that.
Okay.
I'd say
I watched a tutorial and that's what the guy was doing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did that guy have one hand?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe he did have one hand. Yes.
Yeah, that's the hardest one. Yotam Ottolenghi came on the podcast and he was saying cutting corn long is the hardest. And then I got some texts from some friends after that episode all saying that they'd try to cut corn long and it brought back... like memories. Listen to the pod. My stories are not great today.
It's my favorite.
Even I don't like them. Normally Benito gets annoyed at me because all of my stories are boring, but I'm like,
your friends not being able to cut corn long is, I'd say, a real nadir.
Your dream drink, Arlo Parks.
My dream drink, I feel like I would just go for like fresh orange juice.
Yeah?
That's it.
Now, have you had one from the machine that looks like a contraption? What?
Our brains now just work the same because I was like, James is going to bring up the machine.
Because the contraption machine.
It's pretty cool. Have you seen those machines? It's like...
one where it's...
Yeah, they
the
almost
orange,
like...
Where it's got the orange like cup things.
So Wallace and Gromit machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to be terrified of that.
What?
Wallace and Gromit, yeah.
Why?
The one where it's like the baker who like is a murderer. Do you know which one I'm talking about? The film.
I'm trying to remember the baker who's a murderer.
There was a baker murderer. I have like a very specific list of films that traumatised me, and it was the one about the baker murderer.
Really?
Wallace and Gromit, yeah, that one really.
So was it the baker specifically that upset you, not Wallace and Gromit themselves, the heroes of the piece?
Yeah, I just associate them all now with fear and terror.
So you would still be scared if Wallace and Gromit walked in here now, you'd be scared?
I wouldn't be happy.
So you wouldn't be like, oh good, it's the good guys. You'd be like, fuck off, I know.
Yeah.
Wallace and
Gromit. Fuck off.
Yeah, you'd be very scared of them.
I would be very afraid.
What would scare you more, Wallace and Gromit, like as they are when they film them, like little plasticine models, or them the size that they should be in real life?
It's human size. Yeah.
Definitely human size. Definitely.
Scarier.
It is very much scarier, yes.
And he's a wanker because he likes cheese, isn't he, Wallace?
Yes.
He's just always eating cheese all the time, which makes him a knobhead.
No, it doesn't. There's a lot of cheese on Arlo's menu. So
there is a lot of cheese.
I'm a real cheese boy, so... Yeah. And James
can
loves
you not
desserts.
Have cheese?
I can have it, yeah, sure. But I'm not having it for dessert, put it that way, Arlo. Like, whenever someone knows there's a cheese board for dessert, I go through the roof.
Really?
Yeah, I go through the roof, man. If I met Wallace and Gromit, I'd beat up Wallace. I'd beat him up.
Well, what do you reckon? Do you reckon James could take Wallace, or Wallace would absolutely destroy him?
Be honest.
He would destroy
you. If Wallace would destroy me?
Yes.
He's a dork. He wears a tank top and talks to his dog.
If he's got a little, like, feral vibe to him, I feel like he'd bite you or something.
Yeah.
This is because you're scared of him, though.
That
you're,
is true. Yeah.
You're
I am
asking
afraid.
Someone who has, like, a deep-rooted fear of Wallace and Gromit.
I am really scared. That and the woman from Chicken Run.
Same animators.
The pie lady. The
woman
who...
Yeah, she's the chopping one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was scary.
So it's something about Aardman Animations scares you?
It is.
You ever watch Creature Comforts?
No.
Or Flushed Away?
That one's all right. With the singing toads or something?
I've not seen it.
Yeah, Flushed Away. A rat gets flushed down the toilet. I think that's the film.
Yeah.
Shaun the Sheep's Farmageddon?
No. Can't say I've seen that
one. Watch that. Could you ever watch it, do you think?
Maybe.
If I said to you, we're going to watch Shaun the Sheep's Farmageddon after this, do you think you'd be able to watch it?
I think so. Don't know if I'd want to, but I could.
You could.
Theoretically.
But you can see there's a chance you would get scared.
Yes.
Because they might have a character in it who's similar to one of those. The baker who kills people and the farmer's wife.
The farmer's
Arla's
wife.
Arla's got quite a lot on, though. So I feel like Arla's got quite a lot on. So I think she probably couldn't call up her next interview and say, I'm going to be late. I'm watching Shaun the Sheep's Farmageddon and see if I'm scared.
To see if I'm scared is the best part of that sentence.
It's a good experiment.
Yeah, you've had a lot of cheese on your menu so far, and I respect it because we've had cheese for the starter, obviously.
Yeah.
Was there cheese on the taco?
No.
No, but there is cheese on the
corn.
Lovely. No cheese in the orange juice, though.
No.
We're going pure
OJ.
Orange juice.
Yes.
Are there other types? I'm going to ask you to rank the juices now.
Well, all of them?
No.
Never seen someone look so devastated at the suggestion of a question. No. Oh, my fucking God.
Let's do top five or top five juices.
Top five.
Or even top three, if that's easier.
Okay.
We've got orange. That's
orange.
You've got orange number one. And I would say, you know,
peach
that's the original juice.
Peach.
Where are you getting peach juice? I don't think I've ever had a peach juice.
Peach juice is really nice.
I bet it is. I love peaches, man.
Yeah.
Peach juice. And then just apple juice. Easy. Yeah. Apple and ginger, specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not into the vegetable juices.
No.
Tomato juice is at the end of that very long list.
Really?
Very bottom.
Not even in a Bloody Mary?
No, I can't stand it.
Because it's a bit like cold soup, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly why.
It's a bit cold soupy.
I love that.
You love cold soup?
I love tomato juice. I love Bloody Marys. I like imagining it as cold soup. I love gazpacho, for example.
I love gazpacho, actually.
I hate all of those things.
Yeah. They all like the bottom of the Arlo Parks rankings for juice.
What would you do if you turned on the TV and it was Wallace in a new film and he was eating gazpacho?
Good question.
I'd hide.
What about that? What if you like woke up in the night and there's a figure at the end of your bed and you couldn't make out who it was? And then you realise it's Wallace, he's eating gazpacho, and he goes, more gazpacho soup, Arlo, at you. Would you run out of the room?
I would ever go in your house again? I would never sleep again.
Well, I can see why you'd be scared of it. You went there recently, didn't you?
Went to Aardman, Aardman Animations, to film something at Aardman. Very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how do you write your films? And they said, we create whatever we think Arlo Parks might be scared of.
Yeah.
That's how they...
That would make sense. Yeah.
It's a big picture of you on the...
With a big red cross.
Yeah.
I like that.
We've got to get in our head. The Great Benito was quite rightly, and in quite an angry tone.
Yeah.
That he wants to watch.
But I think, the question Great Benito wants to ask is, does the orange juice have bits in? But I'm guessing if it's fresh.
Yeah, because it's fresh.
Yeah, stupid question, Benito. Yeah, it has to have bits in it.
And we already know that Arlo's not going to dip in and take all the bits out herself with her hands.
No.
That's insane. That would be an insane thing to do.
So hold on. We were talking all the way through this podcast about you squeezing the lime. Are you squeezing the orange? Are you making... Would you want to do that?
No, I think...
Have you ever tried to make your own orange?
I have, and it takes ages. Mm. It takes so many oranges to make one glass, so I usually... Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you live in LA and in California... Is it to do with the weather as well? If you're sipping a fresh orange juice in LA, that must taste better than sipping a fresh orange juice in England.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's got to be in the sun.
So your dream restaurant scenario, we haven't even talked about where it is.
I feel like either it would be in like a vineyard in the south of France and you just like have a cool breeze, the sun shining, you've just got this view of nature. Or it would be by the sea, like a little like coastal moment. I think that would be really nice.
Sounds very peaceful.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in a vineyard and then they said, what do you want to drink?
And I said orange
fresh
juice.
Fresh orange juice, please.
Yeah, but that's very me, though. I'm just like, I'm sorry. I just, this is what I want and this is what we're having.
I mean, they'd be upset.
They'd be upset.
All the grapes would be shaking on the vine.
Yeah.
The fuck?
I'll have orange wine, though. I'm into orange wine, a little natural wine. If I was in a vineyard, I would.
Would you stomp the grapes yourself? Would you stomp them?
No,
it's the same question as would you dip your... If Arlo's not dipping her fingers in to get a bit of lime, she's not stomping the grapes.
Well, listen, last time I checked, we do a podcast where we ask the same question 50 times. So, I don't know what you want from me here. It's worked so far. I'd stomp the grapes.
You would?
Yeah, but I wouldn't then drink it. No way.
I was going to say.
But I'd stomp it for someone else.
But I think there's an extra process after people stomp the grapes.
Oh, they're not just stomping and just pouring into a cup.
I think it's just straight into the bottle.
Straight into the bottle, is it?
Yeah. They drag the bottle through it.
Yeah.
They drag it through it.
And then that's it.
That does sound about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. This is stomped by James Acaster.
Some people would drink that.
Yeah. There's some weird people out there. Dream dessert.
My dream dessert. I went with just pumpkin pie with vanilla ice cream. Pumpkin pie. I know it's something that American people mainly have at Thanksgiving, but I have it all year long. From House of Pies.
from House of Pies.
There's this place called House of Pies where you can get pies till like 3 a.m. That's after a night out, I'll have a little bit of pie. Wow. And it actually is a hack.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah.
That's what we're missing in this country.
Yeah.
Like good late night food.
Mm.
House of Pies at 3 a.m.
Pancakes. They've got like milkshakes, you know, whatever you want. And they've got like, it's weird, they've got like breakfast stuff as well. So at 2 a.m. you can just get some scrambled eggs in.
I don't even like going out that much. I'd set my alarm for 2 a.m., wake up and go and get a pie.
Yeah, I go to House of Pie. Do they do cherry pie?
Yeah, they do like, they everything. Have like 55 different pies. I'll sometimes like, I'll schedule a delivery for when I know I'm going to get home and then there's a pie at my doorstep.
Great.
That's brilliant.
That's a satisfying feeling.
Yeah, it is.
Do you ever, I've been in a situation, and this is probably one of the most tense things in the world.
Tense.
When I'm like in a car home.
Yeah.
And it's smooth sailing.
Mm.
So I go on Deliveroo.
Mm.
Yeah, okay, this is going to get there the same time as me. Great. As soon as I've paid for it and it's locked in, traffic jam. And then I'm like, oh shit, oh no, oh my mother of God. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get my Deliveroo now. The guy's going to ring me, being like, where are you?
Why don't you just leave at door?
Oh, no, I can't do it because I live in a bit where there's like a, they have to buzz to get through to another thing.
James lives in a gated community.
Ah.
Yes. So you can't leave it at the gate.
Why not?
Because then some like urchins will steal it.
Some urchins.
Straight away, they'll have that.
Immediately.
Yeah. Oh, that gets swiped, man. Yeah. You have no idea, my area.
Also,
swipe it. It's just the worst. You never had that? You've never been... They're leaving it on your doorstep for you?
Yeah.
And no one's nicking that?
No.
No urchins
not
where
so
you live?
Far. No urchins.
That's a good life.
That's a good life.
Yeah. Got to be, especially for the pie place. I mean, we've told this on the podcast before, and it's another story that doesn't go anywhere. But like, you know, when we were in New York, Ed and I, We walked ages to go to this pie place and then it was shut. But like all we could think about was how much we wanted some of that sweet American pie.
Mm.
Not like the film. We weren't doing that.
I was going to say, that's what I was thinking.
We weren't doing that with the
trotting
pie.
Trotting across New York. He couldn't wait to get to that sweet American pie.
I thought it was a cultural tradition there. I got chucked out the shop pretty quickly. Get out of here. That film, man. What a film. We had to talk about that with Brett Goldstein recently. Yeah. He asked us what the most... Brett Goldstein does a film podcast.
Mm.
So we did a mashup for Comic Relief with the food podcast. Mm. He asked us what's the most arousing
meal
in a film is. And I said, did I say when he fucks the pie? I might have said it.
Yeah.
I think it was mainly because I was 13 years old and watching a sex film.
Yeah, but there was a pie there, even when...
Huh?
You weren't 13 going, oh, that's sex.
Hey, as far as I knew of that, I didn't have a clue. I probably know what to do with a pie more than a person.
James grew up in Kettering, so the only apple pie he could lay his hand on was a McDonald's one, and he really burnt himself.
Boiling hot. To kingdom come. I'm only just getting better now.
Pumpkin pie, though. Delicious. Great. You can't get it here, I don't think, really.
Not really.
No.
Not of the right kind of quality level.
You ever get the pumpkin pie like in a tin? You ever use that mix? You look disgusted, actually. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Sorry, a very expressive face. As soon as something, I'm like...
Ugh. Does that give you away ever? If you're,
a lot, yeah. I really struggle to like keep it in a good way and in a bad way. Like when I like love food, I always do like a little like...
Mm-hmm. Little dance.
Little dance. And then when I don't, I'm like...
You got any songs about food?
I feel like I mentioned food quite a lot, actually, in my songs. Yeah. I just like sensory writing. I'll write about food and smells and flowers and stuff, yeah.
I'm trying to think what the best song about food is. And now all I can think of is the song American Pie.
Yeah.
Because we mentioned it earlier. And that's about very different subject matter than the film, actually.
Fast Food Rockers. Yeah.
What's that?
I don't even know what that is.
What's that song called?
Look it up. I'm mainly imagining if the song American Pie was the same tune and stuff, it was about the subject matter from the film American Pie. It would be how well the song would have done. Maybe we're just thinking about fucking about.
Fast food talk.
What's that?
Yeah. McDonald's can take a fried chicken in a Pizza Hut.
What is that from?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. You were at school probably when it came out.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. I mean, to be fair, that's my well. That,
it's
we're
a
really showing
off
our fucking.
Oh, a classic of which genre?
fast food rock.
Yes.
This is the most embarrassing thing we've ever done on this podcast. Is that we've got to now explain to you how this is the oldest I've ever felt. When we were in school, Ed and I, we didn't have phones or anything, and we would walk around singing Pizza Hut, Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut. You would sing that.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. It had little actions with it.
Yeah.
And it was just all the fast food chains that there were at the time. Yeah. Obviously, now there's a lot more. It would go on for ages, that song. But it was such a popular song that a dance troupe, like a pop music, European pop music combo, did a version of it that was like, sounded like it should be in Eurovision.
Ah.
But using
your face
those
is giving you away again.
I'm very confused.
Using those lyrics. And the lyrics are just, a Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried
and
Chicken
and
a Pizza Hut. Yeah, so you would go, a Pizza Hut was, you would draw a hut, like a little house with your hands. A Pizza Hut. Kentucky Fried Chicken is the flap your arms like little chicken wings. And a Pizza Hut. And then McDonald's, you would do like the arches of McDonald's. Yeah. McDonald's. And then Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut. And it was just that over and over again.
Over and over again.
And that is the whole song.
And that was what?
Good
song. That was fun.
Yeah. That was what we did for fun back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. In our day.
Right.
Yeah. That was how we had fun. We sang that.
I preferred that. Hate to be
those were the
now.
Good old days where you had to use your imagination to have fun.
Yeah, rather than all this vaping and nudes.
Yeah,
vaping and nudes.
Yeah, that was about all we ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that.
So I don't know if you're doing any covers on your next tour, but you should consider doing the fast food song.
It'll be a very, very brief cover.
Yeah. Arlo, can I ask you a favour?
Okay.
Can you not tell anyone about us? After this podcast, don't tell anyone who wasn't here about what we're like.
James is worried because James is about to release an album and he's worried that it's going to get out in the music industry about what a sad loser he is.
Yeah, I've got to be cool. They've all got to think I'm cool in the music industry.
Yeah.
And this is not going to help me. Right. I'll read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it.
Okay.
You would like sparkling water with a wedge of lime that you will squeeze into it yourself, no ice. Pop on some bread, you want warm focaccia with rosemary, salt and black pepper. Starter, tomato and burrata salad with basil, olive oil, salt and pepper from Speranza in LA. Main course, slow-cooked carnitas tacos with guacamole, black beans and pico de gallo. Mm. Oh, and when was that again, the tacos from?
Guisados.
Guisados.
Yeah.
Side dish, the Mexican street corn. Elotes, as it says here. Yeah. Drink, fresh orange juice. May or may not be made in the contraption. Dessert, a pumpkin pie with vanilla ice cream from House of Pies. Ed, are you micing up your stomach?
I was micing up my stomach just to show how much I enjoyed that menu.
The respect.
Because I'm hungry, and then every time you mention anything,
I also
gurgling.
Am hungry, and I also can feel my stomach rumbling, and I'm scared that he can hear it.
Well, I tried to mic it up. But of course, as soon as the mic got on it, it was like, no way, I don't perform for you.
Can't get Ed in the studio.
That is a fantastic menu.
Thank you.
You've transported me to like California and Mexico as well. I think it's perfect stuff.
Yes, delicious. And apologies for our input.
Just generally.
Into this episode, can't apologise enough.
Yeah, it's your dream meal. We don't need to be there at the dream meal.
Yeah, just so you know, you don't have to part with this shit.
Yeah, we're not in the vineyard. You can't hear us in the vineyard.
Well, Benito's downloading Farmageddon now.
What?
And we're going to watch
that.
It. We're all going to watch it together. Ed fell for that. I can't believe I actually tricked him.
I'm very hungry. I've lost my mind today.
That's how boring I've been on the podcast this episode. It's like, can't be a joke. Benito's actually downloading Shaun the Sheep's Farmageddon.
Arlo, thank you so much for coming to the Dream Restaurant.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Arlo. Sorry.
Well, there we are, James.
Delicious.
Great menu from Arlo Parks there.
Very tasty, very simple menu. Mm. Though those are the ones that transport you the most sometimes.
Transportative.
You were in LA, weren't you? You were in sunny LA.
I was in LA, but I was in LA and I wasn't really annoyed that I was in LA.
Yeah.
Like
nice change for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go, God, how are these people not wearing shorts? I'm going to have to wear shorts and I look like a complete moron.
But that's your main concern.
Yeah, that's a big concern.
Is that no one else is wearing shorts and, yeah, you're wearing shorts.
It's warm outside, but they're never outside. They're always in their car or in an air-conditioned office, whereas I like to have a little stroll round. So I have to wear my little shorts and then I'll, you know, nip into some high-flying entertainment office and I look like I'm on a tour.
Yeah, because it's freezing. I mean, their aircon as well, it should be pointed out, is freezing.
Yes.
It's like a walk-in freezer.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, okay, that's a bit nicer than outside. It is like, oh, it's freezing. And if I dress for hot outside, I come in here.
Yeah.
And now I'm freezing.
And part of the whole
thing... My knees are knocking.
The whole thing in LA is you've got to, like, be all brash and overly confident about what you do. Because otherwise they don't think you're any good at all.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to be brash and overconfident when you're the only person in an office wearing shorts, your dick's all shriveled up because of the air conditioning.
It is hard to be confident when your dick's all shriveled up.
Do you see that shrimp dick UK comedian coming?
Ed Gamble.
Stupid little fucking knees and dick.
Love it. Love that voice. Just love the voice. Love the voice every time.
Yeah. it's a real...
Would you consider going into the meeting and speaking in that voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make me more confident, actually.
Yeah. That'd be much better.
Yeah. What's up? Hey, guys. I've flown all the way from fucking London.
I got a shrimp deck.
Make a show out of it.
Now, imagine if I'd asked you...
Good name for a sitcom, that.
Huh?
Good name for a sitcom.
Yeah, what?
Shrimp Dick.
Shrimp Dick from London.
Yeah.
Thank you also to Arlo for not saying
cola.
Didn't say cola, which would have...
It was a soft drink, though. We went with...
It was.
Orange, jus d'orange.
Yeah, so no booze.
Huh? No, if I may.
Yes, you may.
Mercy.
You always may, mercy. Yeah. I don't know. Is that the first time we've had fresh orange juice as the... No, I don't think so.
We've definitely had fresh orange juice before, I think.
Well, it's very... I mean, you know, yeah, because we've probably asked about the contraption before.
Yeah, of course, we've definitely asked about the contraption before.
Richard E. Grant chose the... Because he wanted to be squeezed to his pipsqueak.
Yeah.
Yeah, so of course he wanted the...
Oh, we should remember to ask when anybody picks fresh orange juice, do you want to be squeezed until your pipsqueak?
Yeah, shit, we should have asked her that.
But she definitely doesn't, because... That would be like being in a Wallace and Gromit machine, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
Absolutely
for
terrifying for her.
She's terrified of it. Yeah. But I tell you what kind of machine she's not scared of.
Her soft machine.
Her soft machine.
Maybe that's what she's talking about.
Oh, God, yeah.
How do we miss that? She's talking about the orange juice machine.
Yeah, maybe because all the Wallace and Gromit stuff is obviously made of plasticine.
Yeah.
So they're all the machines in Wallace and Gromit are soft machines.
Yeah.
So maybe it's about her fear of... The Wallace contraptions in Wallace and Gromit.
Or her love of orange juice.
Oh,
either way, we didn't ask the question.
Even though we didn't ask, it's too late now.
Yeah. My Soft Machine is coming out on Transgressive Records on Friday, 26th of May. Go get it.
And Arlo's going on tour in September, Dublin, London, Europe. Go and get tickets.
Thank you very much for listening. We will see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.